you know, and just try to maintain your calm and, in a matter-of-fact tone that, Mr. Green, I'm a professional here, and abusive language is not professional. So I need to ask you to stop with this profanity. And then explain, listen, I'm trying to help you, and that I can help you, and I can handle a situation, but I can't handle this unprofessional and abusive language any longer. Now, that's a second warning. Then, you know, if you keep this up, well, I'm going to have to transfer you to someone else, you know, and they continue to curse or whatever. So then you put them on hold. Just put them on hold, 10 seconds. 1001, 1002, 1003, 1004, 10 seconds. And then that's most people, you know, they need you to get the thing resolved, and they can start sinking in here. Yeah, okay. And then, you know, you can transfer them to a supervisor and, you know, let the supervisor know you got some customer from hell on the phone and, you know, you need some help dealing with it. You just don't want to transfer a customer to your boss, you know, out of the blue, you know, so they need to know what's going on. All right, let's move over to page 48. Here we are. We got our win-win with angry customers role play. Okay, so let's take a look at this. You'll have to prepare yourself to employ techniques that have been presented in the phone psychology in the win-win with angry customers section of the course, including greeting, acknowledgement, fact-finding, solution proposal, acceptance confirmation, and get personally involved, apologize, thank them, accept the blame. You will need to have the phone psychology steps in front of you with the words to say, so you won't have to think about them. And you should rank the customer and categorize the situation. You'll have a total of 5 minutes to prepare and 10 minutes to do it. And the customer is basically the same stuff as before. The overview customer calling is from Georgia Pacific Packaging Division in Atlanta, Georgia, where they're using the ABB Accuray system to monitor, control, and produce corrugated cardboard. So that's this thing here. This is a sophisticated software system. Let me trade you guys out with this one. It's a sophisticated software system that runs printing factories that monitors and controls the production of corrugated cardboard. This stuff runs 24 hours a day, generally. They're making cardboard on these machines. They're all controlled by these Accuray systems that ABB sells. The customer ordered a $9,000 color module that has a custom firmware chip and is not eligible for the corporate discount. Customer believes he should pay about the same as the standard black module, which does have a corporate discount. The standard black module costs $6,000, and the color is $9,000. And the reason is they make a lot of the black ones because it's all lettering and things like that. The color one, on the other hand, has to do with you know, matching up logos and stuff. Like, if this is the company's colors, then, you know, they would want that exact color on their corrugated cardboard boxes and so on. And there's a $9,000 price on that stuff. So the customer got charged $9,000 for something that he thinks ought to be $6,000, and he's freaked out about it. So you're going to use the phone psychology process and other techniques to settle a customer down. Tell a customer about the effort that goes into making and supporting customized products. You know, they can't. The black ones you run off like $10,000 at a clip, you know, or whatever. This is like inkjet, if you can imagine, except for a, you know, major serious factory that's making cardboard boxes. So that's what we're talking about, the color module that is used to put the logos on the boxes and so on and so forth. You know what I'm talking about, right? On a box, you got logos, colors, and so on, a lot of black, you know, text and so on. And the black modules you sell all over the world. So you're making tons of the black modules and selling them all over the world. And this is a color module. And that's a unique color to this company to match their logo. It's a unique shade of color, whatever it is, and you don't make that many of them. So a run of them costs a lot more, and that's why it costs more. And it's not on the corporate discount, so it would be $9,000. Let's move over now to page 49. And we're going to talk about transaction excellence here. You can note of that. Two important aspects of transactions: be easy to do business with and have zero errors as your goal. When you get engineering guys involved in setting up stuff, like, for example, phone systems, they're driven by eliminating costs totally. That's what they want to do without any concern about the customers. So that's why, and you don't see this so much anymore, but when all those automated phone systems started coming out, you could actually get into a thing where at the end they hung up on you. And, you know, one of the worst things in the world would be to put a customer on the phone and say to them, you know, if you're from Alaska, dial 1. If you're from Alabama, dial 2. You know, and the guy's sitting there from Wyoming or something, you know.